Welcome back, Juicy Grapelets. It's Michelle.
And Grace, and this is episode 6 of Dollar Store Grape Juice. Michelle, what episode of Matchington Mansion are you on?
Level 1,900.
Wow, I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
Let's talk about our spread for this week.
We have nothing. we have a juice that we're not going to say what type, and that's it.
It's a very fun kind of juice.
We have a juice.
And for our snacks, we have...
Nothing. No snacks.
Nothing at all. We all forgot to collaborate on who was going to get what, so...
So I'm going to drink 5 pounds of this juice.
And it's really good juice, so it's fine. And our producer is about to spill some juice on the table, and it's scaring all of us, but it's fine. Michelle, one of the things we want to talk about this week is our Taylor Swift song of the week. Mm. Do you want to elaborate more on the song Don't Blame Me from the album Reputation?
Oh, yes. Don't Blame Me from the album Reputation is my favorite. It's also CJ's favorite. Also, in an interview, mm-hmm. It wasn't really an interview, a fan asked Taylor Swift this question, and she said that her favorite song from the album was also Don't Blame Me.
It's one of my favorites, too.
Yeah.
It's very good.
It's very good, especially because you didn't know what it was 5 minutes ago when I brought it up. But that's okay.
I have memory problems, Michelle, so let's not shame me.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm very tired, and I didn't take allergy pills on Saturday, but I took them today, but, like, not taking them on Saturday is catching up to me.
Yeah.
So, this morning, my nose was like a volcano. It was so bad. I was trying to wash my face, and it just, like, snot coming out.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. No, my eyes, like, they're tired. So.
I think that's just called being tired. It's not like your eyes are just tired.
No, shut up. And then, yeah, it's been a crazy experience. I didn't read all the texts, so I thought we were doing this at 7:30. But we're doing it right now.
You know what else was crazy?
What?
A Simple Favor. Michelle and I watched the movie A Simple Favor on...
Saturday?
Friday. It was terrifying, mostly because Michelle's dog, Cooper, tried to, like, stand on my stomach at the beginning of it.
At the beginning, but we kicked him out. It's a really good movie. It's kind of like, whoa, what's happening? It's kind of weird.
I didn't understand any of it until the end.
Really? Tell me, what were you confused on?
Everything. Because it was a good movie because it had what's her name? The Pitch Perfect girl.
Anna Kendrick.
And Ryan Reynolds' wife.
Blake Lively.
Yes. And other guy. Do you know the other guy's name?
No.
Okay. I think he's... And Blake Lively freaking died. And then I was so confused. The movie made zero sense. But then it did make sense. And I loved it.
Yeah, it's a good movie. If you haven't seen it, I think I saw it. It's on Hulu and Amazon Prime. But I own the disc because I'm fancy.
Yeah, don't do Amazon Prime. Jeff Bezos kind of sucks.
Oh, well, I have Amazon Prime. My mom does. Anyways, last night I watched a movie by myself.
What do you...
I think it was called, like...
Joker?
No. It was called, like, The Killers or something. It's, like, a comedy action movie, right?
Okay.
And it has Ashton Kutcher. And I get Ashton Kutcher and... Ryan Seacrest to mix up. I don't know why, but I do. But the movie was kind of like, the ending was like, what? Okay. It kind of just ended abruptly, I think.
Yeah.
But it was like weird. So Ashton Kutcher was this hitman, but then he was like, nah, fam, I don't want to be a hitman. And then he falls in love with this girl in France.
Wow, me too.
And then all of a sudden, it's like 3 years later where they just have a normal life. And then all of a sudden, like, a bunch of people try to kill him. And then it's like, what? And then it kind of just, like, she gets pregnant and then they have a baby and it's over.
That's how I want my life to go.
Yeah.
Who do you think would play Michelle Jolly in the movie Your Life?
Who do I think?
Yeah.
Maybe, Audrey Plaza. I think she's a little bit more insane than I am.
Yeah.
But I think I could get to that level.
That could work.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It would work because, you know, Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
You would about as be messed up as April and Andy's kid.
Yeah, oh man.
Parks and Rec, what are you doing for Halloween?
Girl, I don't know. I talked about dressing up as my dad.
Did you tell your dad that?
I don't think so. But yeah. Okay, real quick. We're in the library in a room.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, like, glass, right? And these two girls in my intro to business class are, like, out over there. Do you see them?
Yeah.
They're kind of, like, weird. I don't know what grade they are in because intro to business has every grade. But, I don't know. That's kind of mean to say they're weird. I just don't know them. I think they're anime girls because I looked at one of the girls' papers, and it was just, she was just drawing, like, an anime man.
No, it's okay. Last time we were here, there was this kid from my culinary class here, and then I ended up crying in that class a week later after I spent, like, the entire episode of Dollar Store Grape Juice staring at him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think that went really well for us.
That's good.
Where are you going?
I just want to get my purse.
Michelle's getting her purse, which means I now have to carry the show on my back. Okay, Michelle, I found a quiz for you.
Oh, okay.
What is your favorite fall drink? Pumpkin spice latte or hot cider?
Pumpkin spice.
That's what I thought. Pumpkin picking or scary movies?
Pumpkin.
I'm going to a party or trick-or-treating?
Trick-or-treating.
That's what I figured. Riverdale or Chilling Adventures of Sabrina?
I started watching Sabrina, but then I stopped, because,
Just say Riverdale.
Riverdale.
What's your favorite color, pink or black? Those are your only options.
Oh. Well, pink is closer to red.
Okay. Are you going to a haunted house this year?
I went to your house, so, yeah.
Ariana Grande or Billie Eilish?
Oh, my God. I've listened to one Billie Eilish song.
Should I close my eyes and hit it?
Yeah. You did not hit any. You did not hit any. You're not even nope. Just do, I don't know. Callum, which
I think
one?
I broke my phone.
Oh, which one did you hit?
Ariana?
Oh.
Do you want to buy your costume or make it yourself?
Buy it.
Rom-coms or horror? Rom-coms.
Yeah, rom-coms, I guess.
Regina George or Voldemort?
Oh, Regina.
That's what I thought.
I want a nose.
Oh, it says you should be... Apparently the two quiz results are Regina George or Pennywise. Which one do you want to be?
Maybe I want to be Regina. Be a slut.
Yeah. We'll get you some bunny ears.
Wow, what are these quizzes?
I don't know. I just Googled what should I be for Halloween.
Wow.
When are we going to get your dad on the show to ask him how to be Steve for Halloween?
What? My dad's taking a nap.
I mean, let's get him on the show some week so we could ask him. Anyway, bopping for apples, handing out candy, trick-or-treating, costume parties, or going somewhere spooky.
Trick-or-treating. I like candy.
Me too.
You're
Cena in high school. Shut up, producer. You're coming trick-or-treating with us.
Yeah. I asked my brother, Matt, what he did his senior year for Halloween, and he said he went trick-or-treating, and now he's a doctor, so.
Liam said he's not going to come trick-or-treating with us because he doesn't want to be that, like, he's 6'2", and he's just walking around trick-or-treating with
us. What's wrong with that?
He'll come to, like, if we do anything after.
Why does Liam hate us?
He doesn't.
Oh my god.
I think Liam hates me. I think it's true.
Where would you rather spend Halloween? Countryside, city, or suburbs? I feel like you can murder people easily in the city.
Would you rather meet a mermaid, ghost, Kraken, or Bill Murray?
Kraken.
Have you seen Ghostbusters?
Maybe, yeah.
the Kraken, Bit of Honey, Candy Corn, Hershey's Miniatures, Nerds, Caramel Apples, or Popcorn Balls. Anybody who says popcorn balls has something wrong with them.
I like Nerds. I like when you leave them in your mouth for too long and then they become little crystals.
Would you ever spend the night in a real haunted house?
Hell to the no. What do you think I am, stupid?
Yeah, if you get murdered, it's like, yeah. You're at a party and you tell a joke, but no one gets it. What do you do?
What are my options?
I'm terrible at jokes, so I just laugh and go refill my drink. I see they are of inferior intelligence and save my jokes for someone that's on my wavelength. And, it'd be annoying.
I see that they are inferior.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Young Frankenstein, Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, or Legend of Sleepy Hollow?
Charlie Brown. Because once, we used to watch those in middle school.
I hated those.
Yeah, I thought they were funny. When you go to the bookstore, which section do you go to first? I don't go to bookstores.
Should I just slam my phone with my fist?
No, I'm in world myth, so we'll do mythology slash spiritual.
What do you wear to wear?
I get very dressy up. Every item steamed and pressed. I dress up more than usual, but it's not a huge production. I find the item in my... I get dressed up. Pick a color, red. This is boring. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm sorry. This episode kind of is mediocre.
Yeah, that's kind of how the show is. Mediocre.
What else do you have to talk about?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I just want snacks. We don't have snacks.
Is there a vending machine here, Callum?
Yeah.
What's in it?
Various snacks.
Oh my god, can we pause the podcast?
Wait, let's send let's give Callum a dollar each and we'll see if he comes back.
Okay.
Callum, we're trusting you here.
Okay. Are you guys gonna keep the podcast going while I'm out?
Maybe. Can we give you coins?
Yeah.
Does it accept coins?
Yes, it accepts.
Does it only accept quarters?
Nope.
Oh, here, you just take my quarters. okay, sorry.
You know what's a good song we should talk about?
Yeah.
The Kids Bop version of Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
Oh, yeah, we listened to that on Friday.
It changed my life.
We can't, what if it's copyrighted? We can't.
I'm not gonna play, I'm looking at the lyrics.
But, they can't. Like, I guess Kids Bop, you know, you can't talk about obvious swearing things. But apparently they also can't talk about men. You know?
Yeah.
Because what's the line? Why you great till you gotta be great? The original line is, why men great till they gotta be great? But in Kids Bop, it changes men to you.
Hey, I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that kid.
Even when I'm crying crazy. We're not going to read the lyrics. But you know what also is 100%? This is juice. 100% juice.
Don't tell them too much about our juice.
Yeah, but it's just 100%. Okay, let's talk about my dog, Cooper.
Chicken Nugget Prince.
He piddles a lot. And he only does it in front of my friends. Like, I tried to get him to go outside before, but he still finds ways to piddle.
Or I take him outside to pee, and then as soon as he's done, he comes back inside and he pees. Stop giving your dog water.
That's not good.
Well, he'd stop peeing so much.
Well, you know who pees a lot? Mm-hmm. You do during the 1X.
I don't! I peed once!
Grace pees every day during 1X rehearsal. She goes and she pees, and it takes like 10 minutes, and she has a pretty significant role.
I've peed once during rehearsal.
No, you peed, yeah, once a day.
No!
Every day.
This is slander.
5 days a week. You pee during rehearsal.
Have we even had 5 rehearsals?
Yeah, we're already on week 2.
Yeah, we had Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 4 days of rehearsal.
And you peed on every single one of them.
No, I didn't!
Well, it's...
I don't pee.
Yeah, you do. I've seen it. You peed in my house on Friday, too.
I'm sorry. Did you tell your mom?
Yeah.
Should we try this other juice we have?
No, it's bad. I tried Calm's. It's bad.
Then why'd you bring it?
It's purple, so I thought it was grape juice.
Why don't you like me?
I don't like you. Okay, do you have any drama?
I don't. I really wish I did. I don't have drama these days.
Me neither. I tried, like, my parents have no drama. Same with my siblings. Ugh. You know, they have no drama. It's like, oh my god, adulthood must be so boring.
I'll create drama for you.
Their only drama is watching Real Housewives.
Is that still on? Remember when we played the Real Housewives game together?
Wasn't that... It wasn't called the Real Housewives. It was called, like...
Desperate Housewives. Yeah. Yeah, that game was so good. That was summer after freshman year, and it was like Desperate Housewives, the game.
Yeah.
It was so good. Yeah, and like our neighbor got murdered, and we had to solve it.
Yeah, because housewives solve all the murders.
Yeah, it was, oh my god.
It was crazy.
I don't even remember who got murdered, but.
I think it was Bob.
Oh my god, there's romance?
Yeah.
I don't remember that very much.
I do.
Build your career. Choose your look. Choose your love story. Mystery and drama await. Build your... Do you want to say it?
Reputation! Woo! Oh, sorry. I was taking a psych test, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the word, like, a bunch of the multiple choice options had the word proceeds in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I wasn't really 100% sure what proceeds mean. But I know, so in the song Endgame, Taylor Swift sings, "My reputation precedes me." So on my test, I wrote, "Rep precedes me." And then I figured it out. Right? Because she's saying that. People see her reputation before they see her. And then that's how I figured it out. So, Mr. Liverton, if you're listening to this and you're looking at my test, that's what that's from. Also, Easter egg, right? Reputation precedes me. The first single from Lover was me, so.
Whoa, that's so crazy.
I know. Oh, looks like our producer is back.
I think he got lost. I think it'd be really funny to put you in a cycle valve, because I went through one once and it was awful. You got two of the same thing.
Well, I didn't know if you guys wanted, like, junk food or, like,
Then ask us, you stupid god.
What'd you get?
Why did you buy us?
Oh my god.
Callum, it's like...
There were, like, three... Greasy cinnamon rolls, some Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts?
Well, I didn't know if you were hungry or if you just wanted, like, a dessert.
You're awful. Callum, you're like the house you go to on Halloween and they give you a toothbrush and an apple.
What's your password, Grace?
I'm not gonna say it out loud.
I just edited it out.
Shut up.
Yeah, you should cut some of this part out.
I will.
Yeah, this is not a good podcast.
What do you have on your phone for ideas?
I just have a bunch of pictures of Devin.
I got a new hand lotion. By new, I mean I found it in my bedroom.
I have that same one.
I think it's, it doesn't say what scent.
It's like lemon.
And sage.
Have you guys talked about switching shoes?
Oh, let's do that. So, first day of rehearsal,
Michelle took one of my shoes off.
And I wore it. And then I gave her one of mine. And then 10 minutes later, I took her shoe, the other one, and wore it. So, we ended up leaving with each other's shoes on. And I got home, and my mom was like, "Those are not your shoes, Michelle." And I was like, "Yeah, they're not." And she's like, "Whose are they? Maya's?" And I was like, "No." She's like, "Grace?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then she walked away.
I walked in and my mom goes, "Whose shoes are those?" And I go, "They're mine." And she goes, "No, we're not." And I go, "Clearly. Clearly these shoes are mine." She goes, "No, they're not, Grace, and I don't appreciate it when you lie to me all the time." I was like, "They're my shoes, I don't know what you're talking about." She goes, "Grace?" And I was like, "Fine. through Michelle's. And she goes, why do you do that? Why do you do this? And I was like, because I thought it was funny.
I love your guys' impressions of your mom.
We should get our moms on the show. But, like, without us. It's just, like, yeah. Your mom and my mom talking.
My mom wouldn't know what to talk about. She'd just play Clash of Clans while Vicky would go on a tangent.
Political tangents.
Grace drove me here today.
Oh, God.
It was a little sketchy. The only thing is, so I live in a cul-de-sac. So if you imagine, there's a road, and then my cul-de-sac leads to that road. Mm-hmm. So Grace was leaving the cul-de-sac, and she put her blinker on for 1 second, turned it up. I thought she was braking. She was not.
I didn't turn my blinker on?
Yeah, you did for, like, 1 second, and then you turned it off. And then there was another car coming, and, like, Grace is in half of the lane. So the other car had to swerve around us.
It's fine. I have my license. It's fine. The guy insulted me for, like, a solid minute, and then he was like, I guess I'm going to let you pass. So, here's that.
At least my sister, she, when I would start driving and she would be in the car, she'd go, it was very, not helpful, but.
That's what my mom does.
It's okay. I think every mom does something like that.
I think every mom's a mom.
This isn't
good. I can't believe Calum got us both pretzel bags.
I know.
Why didn't you get us two different things?
Because I didn't know what you guys wanted. Oh. I didn't want to come all the way back.
I hate you.
Be like, Calum, why don't you have any food? And I'll be like, because I couldn't figure out how to vend.
You're a fake friend.
I couldn't figure out how the vending machines work for a solid, like, 2 minutes. I don't know if it was money first or numbers first or...
What? What, Calum? Was another option?
Stop bullying.
Anyway, if you guys want, DM our Instagram with,
topics.
Topics, or if you want advice, like, we'll probably leave your name out of it. Unless it's, like, really juicy, then we'll be like, yeah, CJ wanted advice on, like, driving.
We did get one DM. Mm. It was really nice. It was so funny. Actually laughed out loud because of this DM.
It was so freaking funny.
I posted the announcement for the last episode, like, yesterday, I think. Even though it actually went up, like...
We're in the middle of a conversation, Calum.
Yeah, we're talking about our funny friends who DM us all the time.
So, as you might remember from our Tabitha episode, we were talking about a certain Tayden and Hessa.
Yeah. And they responded. They don't have a podcast, so their only way of responding is via TikToks.
It wasn't even that funny.
It was not funny, but it was funny because I actually laughed out loud.
Yeah, but we are calling the police.
We are calling the police. We're gonna send them a letter in the post.
About defamation.
Yeah, that's a TikTok.
Yeah.
Nobody's doing anything in it though.
Well, I'm sorry the Wi-Fi sucks, Callum. I don't think we're freaking good enough for you.
So if you want to check out this TikTok they made, we'll say their username. It's user 98246241. Oh, sorry, I messed up. Let me start over. User 98246241398556. So if you want to see this hilarious TikTok about us, that's how you can watch it.
Have anything going on in it?
Yeah, it's just my phone's being slow.
We'll tell you after because we don't want to spoil the punchline because it's actually made me piss my pants.
I was there. She did piss her pants.
Yeah, in my bed. Like Cooper has pissed in my bed twice.
I love him so much.
So, Grace, do you want to talk about...
Yeah.
Grant?
Oh, no.
Do you want to talk about Mark?
Grace gave you the username and password to her Instagram account.
Did you?
No.
No.
Then why can you switch to it?
Because it's on my phone.
Oh, I thought this was
Michelle. You stupid tab.
Literally says Devin on the back of her phone.
Yeah, why would Michelle's phone say Devin on it? It's not even Devin's phone.
This is a good reminder that Calum is racist.
Why?
If you weren't born in the land of the queen, then he hates you.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you know what I just realized? Calum can never run for president.
Yeah.
He could never be president of the United States of America.
He can be like a governor.
Yeah.
Well,
you don't need to be. It's just a citizen for like...
I know, but I wouldn't vote for him. How can you be a good governor if you weren't even born here?
It's not how that works.
Yeah, I know, but like, in order to need the skills to be a governor, you just need to be born here. And how do I know if you're...
That's not how you gain skills.
Yes, it is. Knowledge. If you're born in the UK, all you learn about is like tea and...
No, because I...
You don't even know about the Civil War.
Yes, I... No, I don't, Michelle.
Somebody told me this story yesterday about how Devin forgot about the Civil War for a few minutes. And I'm so glad we've been dating for a healthy 3 minutes.
Oh, now it's four.
Oh, four! Congrats, why don't you text him? I will text him.
He is acting in a show or something, and I actually don't know what he does.
He stands on a stage and waits for someone to give him attention.
Mm-hmm.
Happy 4 minute anniversary.
Aw. She called him a dirty nickname.
I didn't!
Then why can I read it right there?
Nothing there. Don't read my text, we talk about you.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I have to read them. Entertain the people while I read your text.
Okay, my name is Grace. I'm a Sagittarius. I don't really know what that means. And, I know Liam will get mad at me for saying I don't believe in zodiac signs, but it's fine. He's my enemy.
Oh, that was boring. You guys are boring. No wonder it's only been 5 minutes. What were you talking about?
I don't remember. Oh, zodiacs and how I don't believe in them.
Oh. There's a new one, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it's like, if zodiacs were so legit, then why are they just coming up with a new one, right?
You're so right, Michelle. I should get a random kid out of the library and ask him, like,
We know who that girl is in the back over there?
Yeah, she's my French class.
She was in my theater one, but I haven't talked to her since freshman year, so we're not doing that.
Come on, we actually
want to be
her.
A guest on the podcast next episode.
You're literally in most of this episode. Like, yeah. You're really close to the mic.
Do you want, like, any...
Tell him literally spilled, because he doesn't know how carbonation works.
Calum, this is why they don't allow drinks in here.
What's your favorite book?
Fahrenheit 451.
Wow. My favorite book is 1984.
Why?
Because when I think, like, my parents were alive during the actual year 1984, and I always ask them how it was living in that year, and they're always
what's
like...
What's 1984?
By George Orwell.
It's
a dystopian society and the idea of Big Brother is following people around and it,
Yeah, it's like you have no more free will and Big Brother just controls everything and then they watch you and then if you're a traitor, they'll put rats on your face.
Well, it's worse than that.
Yeah.
We should read it, it's good. Except it's really weird because, like, there's one female character and every time they describe her, it's just really obvious that the author was lonely.
Because,
mm-hmm. Like, her only purpose is, like...
Sex.
Yeah, her only purpose is to have boobs.
And have sex with the main character.
Yeah.
What grade are you in?
Sophomore.
I think that's when they read it.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your English class?
Farmers.
Yeah, that's when
Who's
I read
Who's your
it.
Teacher?
Mrs. Killily.
Oh my gosh, that's the British one?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you guys friends?
No,
do you talk about the homeland together?
And the tea in the harbour?
I tried to talk about England to me and I just roll my eyes.
Why?
Because it's annoying. It's not like my only personality.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is. Callum, that's why we're friends with you. Well, friends are
heavy term. You know, I realize a lot of people don't believe that petting cactuses exist.
That what?
Petting cactuses. But, like, I have a picture of one, and I touched it. Its name is Diego.
Oh. Let me find Remember Diego?
See? Look, it's kind of faded, but that says petting cactus. And look how nice and soft those bristles are. That's Diego. This episode goes out to Diego, our favorite cactus. He lives in Milwaukee on top of a mantle of a fireplace.
That's really cool.
Next to actual cactuses that hurt when you touch them.
I have a cactus.
When I was like 8, I didn't believe that cactuses hurt.
Did you live in America or England at the time?
No, I was... I forgot. We were visiting over here and we went to the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
It was where my grandma's boyfriend's house was. And, what happened? Oh, so I brought her, like, a little tiny cactus, and I just, like, one night I just sat in bed, like, touching it until I woke up and my hand was just all red.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, so cactuses really do.
Kat, I do think you're a little insane. Is that fair to say?
Yes, I think that's a fair assumption.
Should we take one of those... Are you insane, Tessa's?
Yeah.
Tess? Right now?
Yeah, I did this psych eval once, right? And it was supposed to take like 4 hours. And they're like, oh, you can bring snacks if you want, because you'll be there for a while. But I just really wanted to get it over with. It wasn't actually taking 4 hours. It's an exaggeration. But the guy left the room for a few minutes, so I was like, now is a great time to eat my snack. And then, like, I was eating Doritos out of my purse and looking like a raccoon when I get some trouble. And then the guy came in and he caught me eating Doritos out of my purse, and he gave me a really weird look, and he's like, you know you're not in trouble for eating Doritos, but I was, like, a trash, like, an animal, like, digging through the dumpster with my Doritos. And that's just the end of my story. Don't ask why I needed a psych eval. It's all good now.
Why'd you need a psych eval?
Because I had brain damage.
Aw. I've taken, emotional intelligence tests. I did pretty well.
Wow.
Emotional intelligence.
See, exactly.
Yeah. Automatically, you have zero.
We're kind of taking a psychological test.
Should we end this episode?
I know what you're talking about. This is a good episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
Insert clip of Grace saying this episode is mediocre here.
Alright, guys, thank you so much for listening to
Dollar Store Grape Juice.
Dollar Store Grape
thank
Juice.
You. Next week will be better, I promise. If not, you can pee in my front yard.
Liam told me he peed in my front yard.
I'm gonna do that.
Did he actually?
No. Like, me and I hang out over the summer. We were just driving around, and Liam was like, hey, go to Callum's house and. Funny joke. Anyway.
These pretzels suck.
They do suck. I have wasted a dollar on this.
Well, then you should have picked out your own pretzel.
Get that, yo. Maybe you should be less of a shitty producer.
Pretzels suck.
Is that what I sound like?
Well, I brought you pretzels because I'm too lazy to ask what you want.
Thank you so much for watching, everyone. We love all our fans. Please get more fans. Have babies, and then make your babies watch the podcast.
Listen to the podcast. And then we'll be famous and rich.
Then we'll be rich and famous, and then we'll date super other rich and famous people, because that's how rich and famous people work.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the end of the podcast?
Yeah.